Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What's True Next podcast. So excited to be back and so excited to chat with you and all things bookish recommendations. Today's episode is a little bit interesting because I'm recording it from my phone. I'm actually recording it from my little lavalier mini microphone. And it's just off the cuff checking in voice message of what's my reading life looking like this year. It's been interesting. I have to say it's been an interesting journey and I'm so excited to share with you. So first things first, one of the things that happened this year was that I lost my 2000 plus reading streak on Kindle. I stopped reading ebooks on a daily basis. For 2,000 years, for 2,000 days, I was reading at least 15 minutes a day on Kindle. And it was something that brought me pleasure, something that I enjoyed, something that was a habit that I was doing every single day. You know, what happened about a year ago, I started realizing that it just felt like a chore. It felt like I just didn't want to do this. It was having difficulty reading, difficulty just like paying attention and finding books that I enjoy. And so I missed a streak about 10 months ago. And then I try to like retrack it. And you can actually re-update your streak if you want to do it. I have a tutorial how to update your streak. And then it's furry. I was like, no, I just don't want to read. And so the days that I pick up my Kindle have been far and few between. As someone who read digitally exclusively since 2016, this is like a whole new change. So yes. So how am I reading? And am I reading? That's the other question. Well, I'm kind of like I am reading differently this year. From 2016, I was reading based on my phone. And then I upgraded to a Kindle. And then I was having access to digital galleys. And I realized I was like, oh, this is great. I was consuming books all year round, all day, every single day. And then I think about 2021, I discovered audiobooks and I discovered that they were actually great for sleep. I suffer from insomnia. I have terrible sleep issues. They're not, you can give me all the tips in the world, but it's a personal issue. I have terrible sleep. And so I found that audiobooks were really great to enjoy the evening when you're just wide awake. It just kind of like have somebody write your story. And so I started using audiobooks at night and I was like, oh, this is great. And I slowly transitioned over to audiobooks a couple years ago. And it's been lovely. I now have a car. And I think I've shared this. I've shared it in the Substack, but I may not have shared it into the podcast. But for the past 5 years, I've been in isolation. I moved from New York to Chicago right before the pandemic started. And I was in Chicago for about a year and a half. And most of Chicago was shut down. It was pretty much like social distancing. They took the pandemic like seriously. And so by the time I left Chicago, it was starting to open up. I was starting to have, I think, Lollapalooza started, like events were going back in session and everything. But for the most part, I was like isolated to my neighborhood, which I was living in Lakeview. And I may have gone downtown the few times where I was there. For about 6 months, I did not take public transportation. I was walking miles to go to Trader Joe's coffee shop, to supermarket and everything. But so my experience before I was like isolated. I was in a new city. I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any close but friends and like a bookish community. Most of them live in the suburbs. And so it was really difficult. And so thanks to my job, I ended up moving to Tampa. And I really struggle with Tampa. But Tampa was like an interesting choice because I chose Tampa randomly after a conversation. Originally, I was supposed to move to Miami. Right before in 2019, when I was trying to decide where I was going to live after New York City, I was like, I'm just going to move to Miami. I think Miami is similar culture, similar vibes. I'm actually from Puerto Rico, and it's most of my friends from Puerto Rico actually moved to Miami. There's also the land culture. It's just a different vibe, but it's similar to New York City, so it wouldn't be shocking. But the problem with Miami is that it's so expensive. It's cost prohibitive, and there's so much traffic, and so I have to take into account the cost of the apartments, the cost of getting a car, as well as actually having a job. And the jobs were not paying. They were paying nothing. They were just like not near prices. And so when I moved to Chicago, I decided that was like, you know, there's the job market similar. It's similar to New York City. I should be able to afford it. And it's much more affordable to find a place. And long story short, I ended up getting hired back to my job, my New York City job. So I've been working with them for 7 years now. And so it worked out that I was working remotely. And I was like, well, I'm working remotely. I'm supposed to move to Florida at some point. Like, there are some states I can allow to work remotely from my job. And I was like, Florida was one of them. And I was like, well, Miami is expensive. I do not want to live in Orlando. I have like strong feelings about Orlando. And so I was like, well, I had a friend. She was like, you know, my family moved to Tampa and it's actually a pretty nice city. And I've been to Tampa a couple of times. I've been to Busch Gardens and I've been to a conference in Tampa. And I was like, well, it's kind of like a nice little city going on. And so I moved to Tampa in 2021, around the time people were just moving in for the pandemic. And so it was cheap and then it just became more expensive. And so I ended up just not having a car. Because the cars in 2021 were so expensive. They were like, I think what I paid for my new car right now would have been the cost of a used car at the time. And it was just like not worth it. So I ended up like just basically being without a car. I moved to a neighborhood northeast of Tampa neighborhood. And I was like, I just get around with Ubers. And I did it for a couple of years. The first year, I was pretty much isolated. I was pretty much in a place where I was like, I didn't feel comfortable. It was still really pandemic. And so I just started to do this and start venturing out. I joined Orange Theory in time. I liked the idea of going to fitness classes, but it was not the right thing. So then I tried ClassPass for a little bit, tried different classes around my neighborhood. Then I joined the bar studio, Pure Bar. I did it for about a year and I was like, I kind of like need a car, but I was, you know, the problem with going to classes was like, I also had to take into account like any type of outing that I wanted to, I needed to take into account the cost of the Ubers or the cost of delivery. Long story short, I ended up joining a yoga studio that I love it. I'm like obsessed with it. And so I finally told my brother, who's the one who's like, you know, he's our friend instead. And I was like, I really need a car. Like, it's no longer. He was like trying to explain like, if you're spending too much money on Uber and all this sort of things. I was like, no, I think we need a car. So I made a decision in November. I sent him a text message of the election. I was like, you need to come before Trump gets in office because tariffs are coming. We need to buy a car. And so we bought a car in January, right before anything. I think it was like the week that Trump was inaugurated. And so I was like, okay, we got a car. And I haven't driven in 20 years. I haven't had a car in 20 years. Last car, I sold my car on December 20-something, 2005. And ever since, I've been without a car. So I was like, okay, great. So I didn't know how to drive. I was like, I learned how to drive in Florida, which is like a whole different kill game. And so I was like, okay, so this is like, now I have freedom to do other things. And this, I think that some ways that's where my reading life has shifted. It shifted from like being the old time consuming thing that I was doing to like, it's just one thing I do. It's just one thing I experience. And so with the car, I've been listening to books every so often, but sometimes I just want to listen to music and have like my go-to music. I've been discovering that space. So I have like my Audible is what works on the car. So I've been listening to Audible books. One trick that I do for Audible is I cancel Audible every 3 months whenever I get a deal. So I cancel it. I try to get like 99-cent books for 3 months, cancel Audible, wait for the next deal. And what I do to supplement that is either I buy the book on WhisperSync. If it's KU, I keep my KU membership. Because WhisperSync, the cost is $7.49, which is still less than an Audible credit. Or what I've been doing is I got a deal. And you should be able to get a deal if you're new to it. I think Prime Deal is 4 months for free. Get a deal on Amazon Music. I don't use Amazon Music for music because I use YouTube Music because I have YouTube Premium. But Amazon Music allows you to borrow one audiobook per month. And what I do for these audiobooks per month is I choose an expensive audiobook that's Audible exclusive. So that way I've been able to read a lot of the Bailey Hannah's books. I think Seeing Red is one of them that didn't have WhisperSync. I ended up listening to it. I'm listening to the new Paisley Hope book. I think it's Training the Heart or something like that. I'll put down the show notes the book that I'm listening to right now. So those are Audible exclusive books that are traditionally published. So I wouldn't be able to get the deal. So that's how I justify it. But there's tips and tricks. But if you're looking for ways to, you know, support your independent bookstores and libraries, you can do that, but then if you want to supplement that, Amazon Music is going to. And actually keeping Amazon Music, I may keep it because it's still cheaper than a credit. if you're a Prime member, it comes down to, for me, it's about $12 a month, which is $2 cheaper than a credit. So, and I don't listen. I'm not a rereader. If you're a rereader, then a credit makes sense. But I'm not a rereader. I only read them once and just like move on. So that has well. Other books that I've listened to, I listened to a couple books. I was obsessed with this series. This is When She Unravels by Gabrielle Sands. This is a runaway bride. And they got married. She almost kills off her husband and escapes to Spain, Ibiza. And she ends up with a head of the cartel who then we find out he's in the mafia too. And it's so juicy. I love mafia princesses. I love them. Like, I love the idea of trying to figure out their role in the world and how they're actually just trying to combat patriarchy in their way. So I listened to the first two books in the series, When She Unravels and When She Something. I listened to the two books. I have the third book I want to start. It's forbidden. She's supposed to be marrying some other guy from another organization, but she has feelings for this other guy who is her sister's best friend, something related to her sister's husband. So I am very excited for that. So those are my current books. But going back to where I've been reading, what I've been reading actually surprisingly is I've been reading physical books, which is I never would do. But I think what has helped. So if you're like me who has procrastinating getting an eye exam, I'm 43. I have terrible vision, but I haven't had glasses for about 20 years. I tried contacts, didn't love them. Tried to just wear glasses. And just like I ordered glasses online, but it didn't properly fit them. So they were like not really working well. So I finally asked my friends, give me like a good eye doctor. I went to an excellent eye doctor in my neighborhood. They were able to get me the right prescription, the right glasses. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Costco. I'm going to use the Costco membership because I live in the suburbs and I'm going to get my glasses. And it was like, take me like half an hour, and thanks to insurance, it all came down. I got two glasses for $200, and they're progressive. How bad the prescription is? It's progressive lenses. It's not simple. I have way too much damage. I have an eye that's working overtime. They're like, yeah, you need to wear glasses all the time. And now I know, because I actually start to wear the glasses, and I'm like, oh, I can actually see. So I've noticed that because I was not wearing glasses, physical books were difficult to read because the font is so tiny, I couldn't make them bigger. So I finally was like, no, let's just give it a try. So I went to my local library and I borrowed some books, and it's been fun. I also borrowed books from the library. It's been fun because, one, I don't keep the clutter. I can just take pictures. I can share the shared findings. Again, I'm not a rereader, so it doesn't make sense for me to have a book collection. But at the same time, it's to support my library. And it's been so much fun because I have a car. I can go to my library every week and I get to try out different things. And some of the things that I borrow from my library, and this is like a voice message that I'm sending you, is I borrow a GoPro on camera. I was overwhelmed by it. I had to return it. But it's kind of neat to know that you can borrow cameras. That you can have some libraries have podcast equipment. Some libraries have like studios. Have like seats. You can actually, if you're farming, you can actually get some seats from the library. My library also has ukulele if you want to practice. They have like all these different things that you can borrow for free. And it's kind of like neat to just have that opportunity just to be like, well, I just get to just do what I need to do. And it's been fun. And I love that my library keeps track of how much money I'm saving. I know I'm saving like $600 in all the books, and I keep adding more. So it's been fun just to go back. I haven't borrowed books from libraries since I lived in New York City. I used to use New York Public Library, which I love. It's such a beautiful library. I used to order books and get those books for free and just borrow the books. And it's just my brain resource, because right now, thinking about friends which are tight, you know, being able to borrow books is a gift and it's something you do. And it's great. A lot of the books I'm getting are like new releases. So I found out that my library has a list of what they have ordered, but I also can actually request my library to buy the books. But it's kind of, I do have a tutorial how to request books from the library, so you can actually follow them for your own library system. As you know, libraries are in danger due to the funding freeze for the IMLS, which is the Federal Library Grant. A lot of digital libraries are going away, or a lot of systems are dropping, or they're not purchasing books as quick or anything. And so that's something you can look for. Libraries do want to hear from you which books you want, so they can track that information, but they may not be able to buy. They may be able to buy it physically because the Kindle licenses are much more expensive than actually physical books. But it's kind of like, you know, have the option today. So that's not a lot of hint about libraries, but rediscovering libraries have been such a joy just to do and just have fun. It's been fun to go to different library systems and just enjoy the specifics and whatnot. So physical books have been what I'm reading. Audiobooks is what I'm reading. I'm listening to quite a few. I've been listening to some nonfiction, which I'll do another episode about the nonfiction book that I'm listening to, because they're actually fun nonfiction. They're actually nostalgia. Best way I can describe it, like, it's a neat nostalgia of the 90s, odds, 2010s. And it's been delightful because it's like my history. So that's been fun. The other stuff that I've been listening to is Cozy Mysteries. I'm still in the Cozy Mystery realm. Listening to some thrillers, some like murder books, because romance has been interesting. It's not hitting the same the way it used to. And so mystery has been hitting in a place where I like. But when I look back at the books that I like, I tend to like more plot-driven content where there's external conflict, there's different things are happening, than character-driven, character study things. And I've looked back at years of reading. It's like the books that drive me to do that. Reading it, actually, I'm reading Girls in Chains by Julie Soto, which is a Germany updated fanfic, also known as Option. It is a whole new story, I have to tell you. This one is actually feels fresh. It feels different. It doesn't require you to understand Germany in that way or anything like that. It looks very different story. If you're someone that's intimidated by world building and a fantasy, this book is a great fantasy entry because it's not a lot of world building. It reads like a dark romance. And I think that's been like kind of like fun. It's like a dark to do. It's not as, at least it's not as triggering Handmaid's Tale or Manipul. I read like a good 30% of Manipul. Manipul is like 1,000 pages. So, and it's a tough read. So this one's a little bit lighter than Manipul, at least from what I've read, and it's about 40% of the book. So I know there's more books in the series, but I would say, like, if you're looking for entry to mystery and they want to have some like angst and some sort of like understanding what's going on, Rose and Chains might be the way to go. Other books that I'm recommending, I think I read My Favorite Bad Decision by Elizabeth Orr. This is in Kindle Unlimited. This was like a fun little romance, like summer romance of someone who wants to do adventures and some other things. I'm like, oh, maybe I should just climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I didn't actually do this. This book is for you. I thought in my 30s I wanted to do that. Now I'm a freeze. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. I am more a spa, more like relaxing, you know, wine country, go to Italy, go to Spain, kind of like trip. I am not going to rough it out in 110. But this was a fun one too. If you want to experience what Mount Kilimanjaro looks like, it's basically they're hiking the summit and then they're just trying to fall in love. It's a little forbidden. He was her sister's ex-boyfriend. Or her sister still has feelings. She thinks that he's the one who got away. And they're kind of forbidden. There's a little bit. They knew each other when they were growing up. And then they're just coming back to it. And there's some meddling families. It's a little bit angsty. But it's just delightful. So that's a really one. It's a kind of limited that you can read. I think the audiobook's available. So you might be able to get a book person if you're an audiobook listener. But I think you're looking for that. So, yeah. But I'll come back in a future episode to talk some more book recommendations, some more specific book recommendations, such as Kindle Unlimited recommendations or some books you can borrow from the library, or you can request from your library. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate, review, or subscribe. This helps support the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.